with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Teachers are quitting their jobs at a record rate in the United States. Wall Street Journal reporter Michelle Hackman says it's a once-in-a-generation sea change in public education.
Teachers are seeing with smaller public education budgets, lower salaries, they're seeing the consequences. You know, they have more students to teach, they have fewer supplies, and more teachers are just saying, I want to try something new. This is not totally worth it for me.
We'll have the details, but first, here are some other top stories we're following. President Trump threatened on Friday to close the U.S. border with Mexico amid a standoff with Democrats over funding for a border wall. The president has demanded that lawmakers include funding for the wall as part of any spending bill. But on Thursday, the Senate adjourned without a spending deal to end a partial government shutdown that began last Saturday. For more details and the latest developments, visit WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Wells Fargo has agreed to pay $575 million to all 50 states and the District of Columbia to settle claims it harmed customers. The agreement covers a fake account scandal in Wells Fargo's retail bank and improper auto loan and mortgage charges. The Wall Street Journal says California is set to receive the highest payout at about $150 million due to how many customers there were affected. Tesla has named two independent directors to its board, Oracle Chairman Larry Ellison and Kathleen Wilson-Thompson, the global head of human resources for Walgreens Boots Alliance. The appointments fulfill the terms of Tesla's agreement with the Securities and Exchange Commission over claims that Chief Executive Elon Musk misled investors when he tweeted that he had the funding to take Tesla private. A gene editing experiment in China has reportedly lost track of patients whose DNA was altered, according to information gathered by the Wall Street Journal. The trial involved using a tool called CRISPR-Cas9 to edit the DNA of dozens of cancer patients. The trials are coming under new scrutiny from authorities in Beijing and abroad. Still to come, why a record number of teachers in the U.S. are leaving their jobs. Teachers and other public education employees in the United States are quitting their jobs at the highest rate on record. In a tight labor market, some are finding opportunities elsewhere, and others are quitting out of frustration over budgets and benefits. Joining me now from Washington with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Michelle Hackman. Michelle, you took a look at recent government data that shows teachers and other employees, who include school psychologists and janitors in the public education system, quitting at a record rate. Can you put this in context for us? Is this amplifying a trend that was already happening, or is this a surprise to see among public educators?
Sure. So, you know, as you know, people are, in general, are quitting sort of at some of the fastest rates in maybe half of a century because the labor market is so tight. They see better opportunities elsewhere. But it is unusual to hear that so many teachers are quitting. You know, the teaching profession is really one that rewards longevity. It's really all about, you know, developing skills as a teacher, investing in pension plans, gaining tenure. And so it is sort of this sea change that we're seeing so many teachers leave the classroom. And reports sort of anecdotally are that people are leaving, you know, sooner and sooner because I think incentives are aligning so that they, you know, feel like there are better opportunities elsewhere. And I think there are a few different things going on there.
Michelle, in terms of the numbers, what are we seeing among public education employees?
Through 2018, we're seeing about almost a million teachers and other public education employees quitting their jobs. And that might mean, you know, going to other public education jobs or leaving the profession altogether. That's about double the rate what we saw during the 2008-2009 financial crisis, when teachers sort of felt like, you know, this was the best job they had and they had to hold, sort of hang on to it.
Let's talk some more about some of the reasons that may be driving public education employees in particular, some of which we touched on. This year, we saw big protests in several states over budgets and benefits. Tell us more about the struggles public educators say they're facing.
Yeah, so we're really seeing that state budgets for public education are down across the board, even adjusted for inflation after the financial crisis. And so even while the rest of the economy has rebounded, you see, teacher salaries are meaningfully lower than salaries of people with other similar amounts of education. You see the state of classrooms is really sometimes abysmal. I mean, old textbooks, class sizes are larger than ever, and teachers are saying that's really what's pushing them to quit, that the profession is sort of becoming untenable for them.
Where does this leave school districts who are trying to recruit qualified teachers, which was already a struggle for many?
So school districts for a few years now have been sort of, ringing alarm bells about teacher shortages, that there are not enough people who even have the qualifications to become teachers, the right education. And this is really just going to exacerbate that trend if qualified teachers are also leaving the classroom.
Michelle, could this indicate we're reaching a tipping point where more officials perhaps might pay attention to this?
That's always hard to say, Anne Marie. But, we have seen more states take steps to allow people without teaching degrees to become teachers. Sometimes they call them emergency certifications. People go to school for a semester or even shorter. And I think probably we'll see more states do that. Another solution that some states might be considering is actually trying to make teaching education more attractive, making it cheaper. There are programs that allow teachers to get their student loans forgiven. So, especially as Democrats take over Congress, you might hear more people talking about that.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Michelle Hackman joining us from Washington. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.